The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in a womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I take this opportunity to wish you a happy new year. I know some people have beat me to it, but I take the opportunity anyway to wish you a happy new year. Birth is one of the most mesmerizing events in the world. It's a moment of great expectation and joy to welcome a little one in the world. For those who have had the privilege of assisting, you come away with awe and just amazement. There is an undeniable beauty and miracle of creation right there in front of you. And I wanted to focus on the shepherd's perspective because basically they are in our place. They are the witnesses that were there. I can imagine them warming up their hands with fire. They are in the field. They are doing what they are supposed to do. That was their ordinary life. Until an angel just, boom, just come into their lives and begin by telling them, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And of course, they responded to God's message very quickly and came to see for themselves the Holy Child cradled in a manger. They did not downplay the message. Of course, you and I might have decided to stay and warm our hands. Why would we go back into the cold? But that was not something you would want to pass out on. You just need to go quickly and look and find out. What is it? What is it? They wanted to find out what is it. And so they went quickly after hearing the angel's message. Their lives were never the same as they encountered the Messiah and went to tell others about it. I can see curiosity. I can also see obedience to God's message there. And today we celebrate the Feast of Holy Name. We are honoring our Savior's name, which fulfills Paul's word that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So, under the law, all male infants had to be circumcised on the 8th day after birth. And it was customary that friends and families would come also to witness the naming of the child. And this was a significant name that was given, Joseph gave to Jesus. His name was Yeshua, meaning Yahweh saves. So that name was previously given by an angel, the only name that in which is bound our salvation, the name of Jesus. Now here, what was more important for Luke was not necessarily the 8th day circumcision, but what was much more important was this name that was given to this child. And this name has power. There is power in the name of Jesus. It is directly related to our salvation. In Jesus' name, our sins are forgiven. We are saved from ourselves, from demonic influences, since so far we have demonstrated that we can't save ourselves no matter how much we try. Last week, Father Jeff reminded us that each time we say we want to make the world a better place, we end up messing up it and leaving it in worse shape than we found it. And we cause a lot of pain and suffering in the process. But this birth changed our history. It brought joy and freedom to us. Freedom to reverse this trend to cause pain and suffering. Of course, I understand something about us causing pain and suffering because I come from a country that was full of division in such a way that when the war began, there were about 800,000 people that were murdered in about 100 days. So it was deemed to be the fastest genocide ever recorded in history. So in a time like this on January 1st, I find myself grateful that it is a miracle that I am standing here. So in many ways, the best way to celebrate the Holy Name to me is to show gratitude, to walk humbly with Christ. In my personal prayer or in my corporate worship, as much as I can, I show up and gather with all of you whom God has drawn to himself to worship him, just like those shepherds came, because they were drawn by the message of the angels. And so you also were drawn to Jesus to come to Holy Communion. Together, us here together, we make a joyful noise to our God in the same way that those shepherds were called to come and worship there and see what God was doing. What an honor it is to know what God is doing in our midst and who he is in our midst. All those who were present, Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, all were spoken to by an angel at some point. And they were there with an open heart to listen, to not sleep in a way that is spiritual, but to listen. God, what is it that you are doing in my community here at St. Andrews, in my community here in Memphis, in my community here in the United States? What is it that you are doing, O Lord, that I may know and know how to come and worship? I have reason to do the same, to come and worship this child that was born. We have reason to rejoice in this story of Jesus' birth. And it does not stop here. Jesus is involved in our lives when we let him express his presence amongst us. I'll give you an example of Jesus' presence amongst us. Here at St. Andrews, there are lots of people sometimes who come here during the week to ask for help. So some of them are having a great difficulty, a great hardship here, a great hardship here. Because of you who have donated towards our discretionary fund, sometimes some of them do find that there is help. And when they get here, they are getting a kind word. We're living in a strange world nowadays that elsewhere where they go, they don't get always that kind word. But when they get here, you bet somebody will speak to them with a kind heart. That is very rare nowadays. Isn't it so sad to notice that? It is so sad, but it is the truth. So they get here and get a good word. Let's pray with you. I am so sorry life has not been so fortunate for you. Let's pray together. That is what you have been achieving also here at St. Andrews. That's Christ being present in our community. We help each other. We help the needy in our community. The beauty of Christmas story is that it's also the beginning of God's work in our lives. So, go into the world in peace and love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.